Join us in fighting childhood cancer. Add $1 or more to your next order now through January 5th, 2020. For $20, you can get a Domino's pizza. I was about to say Pizza Hut pizza. I'm sorry, guys.
It was a nightmare.
What's up?
I hate Pizza Hut so much.
How's it going?
Chad's gonna be like, have you gotten sponsored by Domino's yet?
No. No, Chad. We suck.
We sure do.
They're opening a Domino's right by my house.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Slumber party.
Yes.
Just kidding. Dan won't have me over. She's embarrassed of me.
How dare you? No, my house was the house for the slumber parties because my mom didn't let me sleep over at other people's houses.
Oh, dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Are you wearing long sleeve?
Mm-hmm. Oh, look.
This is what's so salacious about this shirt.
Tell me. This is the back? Oh. Mm. Yeah. She's being such a harlot. They have little cutouts on her arms. Like, who does that? No one.
I'm
no
fucking
one
done.
In their right mind would show that much skin.
Mm-mm. I'm just a new person. I cut my hair. I was telling Derek this morning that I'm a new person. He was like, yeah, you cut your hair. And suddenly, you know, you have the motivation. Your hair was weighing you down. Sneeze. At you. At you.
Because it's not coming.
And I was like, oh, yeah. It cured my depression. I cut my hair and the brain worms fell right out.
I'm fucking dead.
And he was like, oh.
Yeah. He got a haircut and his brain worms got worse. I'm fucking dead. What's up, guys?
My brain worms are different.
Worms.
That's how I said it.
Shut up.
I said it's stupid. My brain worms are different. Brain worms. Alright. What's up?
What's good? We've been gone for a week. How you been?
I think we already said that. We asked them already how they've been.
Oh, okay.
They didn't answer.
I don't care how you want. How you want? How you are.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
Yeah, it reminds me of pizza.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so today I wanted to tell you guys to listen to Undercover Coven because they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, listen to us because we're also great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh! Yeah. I have reviews.
Oh, okay.
Before we do anything.
Oh, shit. We have a Facebook review, too.
So we have two great reviews. We have first one says,
Go on.
The car.
Mm.
This one is titled Fun Entertainment. It says, fun show with some creative and energetic hosts. Never too dull and filled with lots of interesting topics. Yes. Next. Mm-hmm. Titled Amazing.
Ooh.
And this one is very cute. I'm very proud of my sister, Dan.
Aww.
I'm so proud she made it. And I may be young, but I will listen to her because
you
can't. I know that she could always make it. I'm very proud of you guys.
Oh, she's so sweet. She's only 10. I have to stop her from listening.
I'm dead.
It's for a mature audience only.
Oh my god, we're like American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this next one is from Scarlett. She like hit us up on Facebook and was like, hi, I just wanted to say I love y'all's podcast. I found it on accident and I'm so glad I did.
Uh-huh.
And I replied back and I was like, I was like, what's good with it, though? And she was like, it has seriously been such a ray of sunshine since I started listening at my night job. I'm 17 and a full-time student who has no friends and too much time on her hands. It's been such a nice relaxer to sit down and listen. My favorite episode was the Three Kings Ritual one, because I'm a sucker for scary games. I'm proud to be a soy boy.
Aww.
Yes, a soy boy.
Soy boy. I love it.
Thank you, Scarlett.
Oh.
How's college? Tell me about it.
Tell us about your life because no one talks to us.
Tell us about school because that's what I want to do. I want to go back to school.
I want a desktop. Our goals are still the same.
Yeah. I'm going to school next semester, so there's that.
There you go.
There I go. Whew. All right. Well, Ken has a show to get to.
Yes.
So we're going to jump right into it.
Yes.
If you don't mind today.
I just say, I saw I See Stars this week. And guess what? I'm sick again. Continue.
She's doing it. Okay. So I was like, you know what I haven't covered in a while? A killer.
Oh.
A serial killer.
Oh.
A lady serial killer.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. So here we are.
Okay. Tell me.
I'm going to cover, cut the case of Mary Beth Roe Tinney. So, Mary Beth was just a regular old mom. She's not just a regular mom, actually. She's a cool mom.
Oh.
Except her kids keep dying.
Hello?
And they keep dying for 13 years.
What?
Yes.
Hello? How many kids does she have?
A lot. And she kills them over the course of 13 years.
Holy shit.
Okay. She kills 9 in total. Mm-hmm. Most of them are, like, very, very young, like, infants.
Mm-hmm.
So, this starts taking place around 1972, 1985, which I don't think is that far off in the past for you to be able to kill that many kids and get away with it.
Yeah.
Like, you would think, like, 1800s, I'll allow it. 1900s.
Sus.
1970?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. So... she is originally, or she was, located, I was about to say based off, like, she's an artist. She was located in Schenectady, New York. I love that.
Schenectady.
I hope I'm saying that right. And the first, her first loss was actually, investigators saying that one was a legit actual death.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter, Jennifer Tinning, was only 8 days old, and she died on January 3rd, 1972. The autopsy listed the cause of death as acute meningitis, and the baby actually never even left the hospital. I'm sorry, I jingled. She never left the hospital after she was born.
Right.
So authorities, they firmly believe that this one was, like, an actual, like, unfortunate death.
Right.
So because of this death and the fact that it came out of nowhere and it's her firstborn child, they think that maybe this death had a role in
the others.
In the others.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So on, So 3 weeks, later on January 20th, right after baby Jennifer died,
mm-hmm.
her two-year-old son, I said for the Jennifer was her firstborn. She's not. But anyway, her two-year-old Joseph Tinning Jr. Was pronounced dead on arrival at Ellis Hospital, again, in Schenectady.
Right.
Doctors were like, what? And they blamed it on a viral infection and a seizure.
Oh, what the fuck?
Disorder, air quotes around that. No autopsy was performed to verify, you know, the cause of death though.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, that's it, viral infection. And then they moved on.
I have a viral infection.
Oh yeah, you do.
Wow. Am I gonna die?
Oh my God. I hope not. Me.
You, I have to go.
My DNA is all over this house.
I'm fucking dead.
Okay. So then, next, 4-year-old Barbara Tinning died 6 weeks after Joseph. Autopsy surgeons, because they couldn't find, like, a cause of death, like, you know, specific concrete evidence
mm-hmm.
of a cause of death, they attributed the passing to cardiac arrest, but also for a tiny child, cardiac arrest.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah. So they did report it to the police, but the police were like, she's dead.
It's like, what do you want us to do?
Yeah.
It's already done.
Yeah. And so, like, they just literally, like, the doctor's like, well, I don't know what happened. We should report it to the police. The police came right back to the doctors and were like, what happened? They're like, And they were like, the doctors were like, I don't know. And they're like, case closed then. That was literally how it happened. So, because of this gross negligence,
of course,
the deaths continued.
Right.
Her younger son, Timothy Tinney, who was only 2 weeks old, died at Ellis Hospital. Doctors, again, were not able to determine a cause of death. Mm. And so they just listed the cause of death under the giant term, sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS. Mm-hmm. And then on September 2nd, 1975, Nathan Tinning died at the age of 5 months. An autopsy on him declared it was a pulmonary edema. I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, no.
TBH. SIDS, again, was blamed on February 2nd of 1979 when her daughter Mary Tinning died 6 months short of her third birthday. So this one actually made it a while. But no other cause was ever determined in the death of her three-month-old Jonathan on March 24th, 1980. So then... her three-year-old son, Michael Tinning, who was still in the process of being adopted when all of this happened, was rushed to the hospital, to St. Clair's Hospital, on August 2nd, 1981. Physicians could not save his life, and they felt that the death was very, suspicious. They suspected things, but they just listed the cause of death as bronchial pneumonia.
Okay.
So, shit didn't start hitting the fan until December 20th, 1985, when three-month-old Tammy Lynn Tinning was found unconscious in bed, blood staining her pillow. Bless you. Tammy was rushed to St. Clair's Hospital, where the doctors were like, we can't help her.
Right.
Whoops, I lost my place.
The hoops.
Ah, yes. So they're like, she's beyond help. And so the doctors, again, they're like, SIDS, what are you going to do? So even though they attributed it to SIDS, they're like,
something's weird.
Yeah. They're like, maybe we should call the cops again. So, they telephoned the state police, and the investigation led to Mary Beth Tinning's arrest on February 4th, 1986. She confessed to pressing a pillow over Tammy Lynn's face when the child fussed and cried. In custody, she also confessed to murdering Timothy and Nathan, but was I didn't do it. She denied it. She denied killing the others. But she did say that she smothered them with a pillow. And she did tell the detectives that her reasoning was, quote, because I'm not a good mother.
Oh.
I mean.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She knew, at least.
At least, yeah, right? So, psychiatrists decided that the problem actually maybe ran deeper than her just being a bad mom. Mm-hmm. She was diagnosed with... Munchausen's syndrome by proxy.
Interesting.
So, in case you've been living under a rock, no, just kidding.
Fuck.
But Munchausen syndrome is where you fake illnesses and stuff to get attention, but when it's by proxy, like she was diagnosed with, it's like you're caring for someone. Like, let's say I'm caring for Kren, and I start beating the shit out of her and putting her in comas just so people will feel sympathy towards me. Like, oh, look at her. She's taking care of her best friend. Aw.
Me in the hospital just fucking dead.
Yeah. So it's basically that, guys.
I love that visual, by the way.
Yes. Thank you. So, friends and relatives actually recalled Mary Beth, being super late. Oh my God, my baby at the funerals, and just fucking loving the fucking spotlight.
I'm dead.
The spotlight of sympathy, and playing her role of grieving mother to a hilt, allegedly. So, it was suggested that the outpouring of condolences following her first baby's death in 1972 became addictive to Mary Beth, which would later just cause her to keep killing her kids over and over in pursuit of sympathy fixes that she craved.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So on July 17th, 1987, Tinning was convicted of second-degree murder in Tammy Lynn's death. Jurors acquitted her of deliberately killing the child. Oh. And actually, they said it was a lesser degree of homicide. And, what they charged her with was, depraved indifference to a human life.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. It's fucked. Wait, was that it? Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah. So this technically was, a compromise. Instead of, outright, calling her a murderer.
We were about to lose our snap streak.
Oh, damn. Snap me.
Hold on. We have to stop the podcast
right now. We started a streak on podcast.
On podcast. Yeah,
podcast. I mean, on Snapchat.
On Podchat. Oh, that should be a thing.
Ew, I'm so ugly. I send it to you anyway.
I love it.
Okay.
Yes, tell me.
So, where was I? Oh, yeah. So, it was technically a compromise. They didn't charge her with outright, murdering her kids. It just... they charge her with, indifference to a human life.
Okay.
But it did carry 20 years to life in prison. So,
Okay, good.
Her husband, you ask, where was he in all this?
Yes, where was he in all this?
He was there.
What do you mean?
He was there. But I couldn't find, a lot on him. But in a newspaper interview, he admitted occasional suspicion of his wife, but he said that he always no, what are you thinking? She's killing the babies now. But he did say, quote, "You have to trust your wife. She has her things to do, and as long as she gets them done, you don't ask questions."
What?
Hello? He's I don't know, child rearing, I mean.
That's not me, that's all her.
That's all her. That's all her, baby.
I'm fucking dead.
But, yeah. That's it. That's serial killer lady Mary Beth Roe Tinning. Yes.
I don't know what's more shocking. The fact that she killed 13 kids or the fact that nine kids.
Yeah.
And that he grieved nine kids over and over and never thought it was weird.
I mean, yeah, right? And then the guy was I kind of thought she might be killing them. But I thought, who am I to,
who am I to question her?
Yeah. Who am I to question her mothering skills?
I'm fucking dead.
Not me. I'm just a deadbeat dad.
Dead ass, straight up.
Oh, God. That is crazy.
That is crazy. I love that.
Ladies are crazy sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Just like regular guy serial killers.
Yeah. But lady.
Yeah. I remember today that you said that Thomas Nielsen, the serial killer from London that flushes victims on the toilet,
mm-hmm.
how he looked when he was young, he looked like Alex Turner.
I'm fucking dead.
Woo! Okay.
I love it.
All right. Now, what do you have for me today?
I have a story of reincarnation.
Oh.
I apologize if I sound congested.
Yes.
So, everyone, what's new? okay, so.
Y'all are always falling apart.
We have low defense mechanisms. I don't know what they're called.
low
immunity.
Immunity. Mine's all low. If anything, it's supercharged.
Yeah, now because you got your haircut. I have it. That's why. Okay, so this case, I heard about it on the tube.
Okay.
This is about a woman who believes she was reincarnated from Anne Frank.
She believes she is Anne Frank reincarnated?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Sure. How come it's never just a random peasant?
Oh, there have been.
Oh, okay. Why does it always have to be a celebrity?
When I die, I want to... When I and Paris Hilton die, I want to become back, like, reincarnated in, like,
what?
What? I want to be Paris Hilton reincarnated.
I'm fucking dead. Well, you can. She's already alive.
Yeah, but when I die and when she dies and I become another being.
Paris B. Hilton?
I'm fucking done.
Oh, God. Gotta go. I'm glad you have aspirations.
Thank you. That's like my only aspiration. Okay, so the story begins in Sweden in 1954. A baby girl by the name of Barbro Carlin was born. And by the time she turned two, she had told her mom and dad that her name was not Barbro.
Oh.
And she didn't understand why they kept calling her that. And she was like, what the fuck?
Oh, fucking dad. Where was she born? I'm sorry?
Sweden.
Sweden, okay.
So she didn't get why they were calling her by a name that was not hers. And so she, because she said her name was Anne.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents were like, yeah, okay. And, like, they initially, like, dismissed that
mm-hmm.
as, like, her having an overactive imagination mm-hmm. or maybe she heard the name somewhere.
Yeah.
To make it even more awkward, mm-hmm. she began telling her parents that they were not her parents.
Oh, damn.
And I'm sure this is, like, shocking to them
yeah.
to hear your baby child being like, you're not my real mom.
I'm fucking dead. I used to tell my mom I was adopted.
Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
This is why you are the way you are.
I've always been angsty.
I'm fucking dead.
Oh God.
So yes, she actually even told them, she's like, my real parents are coming to get me, they're gonna aww. Take me back to my home.
Oh damn.
And her parents were like, what do you mean? So she began to have, like, reoccurring nightmares
mm-hmm.
of, like, men running up the stairs and kicking the door into the attic in mm-hmm. which her and her family were hiding in.
Oh, damn.
Very.
This sounds familiar.
Wow. Foreshadowing, perhaps?
Yeah.
She says she felt like she was living in two different worlds, and this started to get out of hand because, like, she would tell kids in school and they would kind of, like,
like, oh, you're fucking crazy.
They're like, what? But also at the time, Anne Frank wasn't really a thing yet.
Mm-hmm.
It was until, I think around the time she was like 7 or 8,
mm-hmm.
she got like extra bamboozled because her teacher was talking about Anne Frank because the book had been published, I mm-hmm. believe.
Or what the year diary. Was this? What year was she born?
Who?
Barbara.
1954.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know.
So the teacher started talking about Anne Frank. She was like, wait, why does she know about me if I know about me?
What?
Like, she was confused. She didn't understand how the fuck this teacher knew about her when she was her.
Uh-huh.
So slowly, like, all these memories started coming back, and she had no one to talk to help her through like the, like, nightmares and the trauma mm-hmm. that she had, allegedly.
Yeah.
Her parents actually had her evaluated by a psychiatrist, but, like, they were like, nah, your kid's normal.
Damn.
They're like, that's all that. So, this is all out of order, mm-hmm. the way I did it. But another thing was that Barbara was super terrified of men in uniforms as mm-hmm. she, like, she freaked yeah. out at the sight of a policeman.
Wow.
She said that when she was older and able to drive, if she was ever stopped by one, she would, like, freak out so hard that she would consider, like, running away.
Oh, damn.
Like, it would give her that much, like, anxiety. Yeah. Because of this fear that she had, she became a mounted police officer for over 10 years.
Wow.
Mounted on good. What? A horse.
Wow. I love it.
I'm fucking dead.
Like, I knew what a mounted police officer is.
I just wanted you to be real sure of what it was.
I'm dead.
Woo. She also hated eating beans because apparently that was all Anne Frank and her family ate for about 2 years.
Wow.
While they were hiding out.
Aww.
Very sad.
Yes.
So, allegedly, she would also never take showers. Mm. She would only take baths. And this website says that it's known that the Nazis would lead prisoners into large rooms, tell them they would be given showers. Yeah. And it was like...
Mm-hmm. A gas chamber.
Yeah, the gas chamber.
Damn.
And so she never took showers.
Wow.
Interesting. at the age of 10. Barbara did the weirdest shit of all.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, her parents already kind of knew who the fuck Anne Frank was. And they're like, all right, let's go see the Anne Frank house.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to order an Uber. Fucking dead.
Oh, God.
They were going to...
Get a taxi.
I was going to say call for an Uber. They were going to get a taxi or someone to take them. But she was like, no, follow me. It's just a few blocks down. And they were like, okay. So they followed this tiny child to the house. And sure enough, that's where it is.
Wow.
Like, she knew exactly how to get there without ever having been there.
Wow. And this is a whole different country, isn't it?
A whole different country. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so where they were hiding was originally the business of Anne Frank's father, Otto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they had hid for like the 2 years before they were discovered and sent to the concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
Otto was who Anne Frank's diary was given to, and he had it published.
Mm.
So by the time Barbara was 10, the book had been published in Sweden. And I told you they went to the house. It was sick. When they went up the stairs, I'm assuming they were in one of the bedrooms. She was like, oh, this isn't what it looked like before. And she, like, the parents are like, how the fuck would you know that?
It's like, because I'm Anne Frank, duh.
Yeah, I'm Anne Frank, bitch. And, like, she was telling them that there was, like, a corner in the room, and there used to be pictures there. Mm-hmm. And then, so, like, the parents asked, like, one of the, what is it called? The tour guides, I suppose. And they were like, were there pictures there? And she was like, actually, yeah, we had to take them down because people kept taking them.
Mm.
And so Anne Frank, right again. Barbara.
Oh, damn.
Right again. Apparently, she had, like, a baby anxiety attack during this. And, like, after she took a look around, she was like, actually, I can't be in here. I have to peace the fuck out.
Oh, damn.
And she fucking left. And they said that she was, like, in the worst distress of her entire life.
Wow.
And allegedly, Barbara took after Anne Frank because she was actually became a writer. And she wrote a book and stuff like that. And surprisingly, at the age of 12, her first book was published.
Wow.
Yeah. Derek's how old?
Huh?
I'm like,
oh, dead. Stop. He's turning 30.
Apparently, after her teen years were over, she had no memories. I think it was from the age of 15, everything just faded. Oh, why? Because Anne Frank died.
Oh, well, duh.
Well, duh, right? Like, yeah. That's crazy. She has nothing else after that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
And that is the story of Barbara.
Barbara?
Barbara.
Oh, I thought it was Barbara.
No, Barbara.
Barbara.
Possibly Anne Frank.
Okay. Wow. That's interesting.
Yes.
Makes you really think.
Does it?
Yeah, because I've heard of other stories about, like, kids that, like, this one kid, like, little toddler, and then he pointed, or, like, he was like, I used to be a fireman, and they're like, really? And then he drew, like, a picture of a fire truck, but it was,
a distinct fire truck.
Yeah.
A specific
type of fire truck, and then he named it. He was like, this is a blah. Like, so-and-so type of fire truck. And they're like, okay, yeah. And it's like, I died in a building.
Oh,
and
shit.
And, and then it turns out, the kid says that he was...
In 9-11,
he was a fireman that, like, died in, like, one of the buildings when it went down.
That's crazy.
And the fact that he knew what kind of fire truck it was and the type of name and stuff like that. Like, I don't even know that fire trucks have specific names.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, wow.
So the shit may or may not be real. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I feel like it is, but...
Yeah.
Personal opinion.
Yeah, I think it's real. I'm not sure about this particular story just because it revolves around someone that's so, like, big.
But she wasn't, though.
Oh, yeah, you said, huh?
She wasn't at the time. She got published. I mean, she got published. The book, the diary got published when Barbara was already 10.
Wow, interesting.
So she would have had no way to know. Because it's not like
there's... But still, she could have made up all the stuff from before.
How would it be that specific?
Like, her entire family could have been on it.
But how would they have known?
I don't know.
Exactly.
The diary does. The diary
didn't come out until she was 10.
Exactly. She started saying it after.
No, she started saying it from 2 years old.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that one. But yes. I believe it. I believe in it.
I mean,
I believe in reincarnation. Big signals. I believe in reincarnation. I believe that it's happened to some people, and I believe that some people have, like, distinct memories like that. I don't know if, like, that specific one is real, just because we have no way to go and prove that she did say that when she was 2.
I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I said I believe in it.
Loves it. Anywho. Yeah.
When I was a little kid, I have one more thing. When I was a little kid, I used to ask my mom, do you want to play dolls? And she'd be like, no, I'm too old to play with dolls. And I'd be like, well, when you're small again, can you play dolls with me?
Oh, my God.
Like, when you're little again? And she's like, I'm never going to be little. I was like, that sounds fake, but okay.
I'm fucking dead. You were allowed some other shit as a kid, I swear to God. I love it.
Yes, I love it too. Okay, that's it. Thank you for coming.
Yes, thank you for joining us on this Christmas special.
Oh, God.
We'll see you again on New Year's.
Woo! We'll see you again on Thanksgiving.
Is it?
No, we have...
The week before...
We have one more? Wait. This comes out on the 11th.
And then
we have one more on the 18th.
Right.
And then the Thanksgiving one, is that one going to be the Reddit?
Yeah, that should be.
Okay, that one's going to be Reddit. We have a Reddit episode coming up.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo!
Whoa, my voice went away. Anyway.
What's this? I'm always so nosy. What is going on?
Fucking opening my tia's fucking mail. Your mail.
I'm Paro. Wow.
What's this?
Mira, le llegó una tarjeta.
I'm fucking dead.
Mira, es que tiene dinero, por eso le están ofreciendo tantas de crédito.
I'm fucking dead.
That's what I told my mom. Oh, look, wow. Mom, you should get it.
I'm fucking dead.
Okay.
Okay, anywho, we gotta go.
Bye.